Hello and welcome to the Greg Fearon podcast with your host Greg Fearon. And today I wanted to just talk about carbs really, really quickly. I felt like it's something that really confuses a lot of the ladies that I work with and ladies around the world who are listening to this about carbs and whether they cause weight gain. All right. Just before I start, if you're watching this or listening to this on Apple or any of the podcast platforms, leave a review, give us a rating, because that will help other people hear this podcast, all right? So let's dive in quickly to carbs and, you know, are carbs gonna make you fat? And it's a common myth. And I think what's happened is over the years, we've had so many different diet mantras, right? We've had the kind of really light, low carb. Now we got back to high fat, and it all goes in seasons, right? All in years. So carbs often get demonized into two things. Either it's a good carb or a bad carb. And in the end of this, I'm going to say something that's a little bit controversial when it comes to carbohydrates. So what do you need to think about when you're including carbohydrates in your diet? So number one is that carbs are your biggest source of energy, okay? They're the most easiest, freely available nutrient to use for energy, okay? So energy for muscle contraction, cell reproduction, you name it, you know, carbs. And when I say carbs, I mean glucose is the number one thing that can be transferred into what we call ATP, adenosine triphosphate, for the geeks listening, to be able to be used for energy, because that's the only thing actually that we can use for energy, believe it or not. So first of all, that they are your energy source. Number two, what we need to do is get rid of this dichotomy, I hope I've got the right word, of, you know, good carbs versus bad carbs, because whether a carbohydrate is good for you or bad for you really is dictated by the person. And this is what's really a big problem in the whole fitness industry and the nutrition space and all that stuff is, there's a lot of people talking about good and bad and don't do this, but you must do this. And that sounds great on social media. The problem is that when you don't look at the person as an individual, that's when you get problems. And what I mean by that is, what could be a good carb, in inverted commas, for one, might not be a good carb for someone else. An example of this might be cellulose and inulin, which are found in plants, right? And all carbs come from plants. But if someone has potentially got some gut problems, then it might be that actually those fibers might not be good for them, okay? So I really want to dispel the myth around carbs being good or bad. There's a couple of things I think everyone needs to look out for in terms of their carb intake. Number one is, well, what's your overall activity like? Do you walk a lot? Are you in a manual job, etc., etc.? Then on top of that, are you training or doing frequent workouts or not so frequent? Are you desk bound? And I would urge that the person who's probably sat down and sedentary is the person who needs to not have such a high carb intake, right? That'd be my first thing. Number two, what you might then want to look at is blood sugar status and how you manage blood sugar. So when you digest carbohydrates, obviously it then goes into the bloodstream. The body will then produce insulin to help shuffle the glucose into cells, etc. But one of the things that's really important is how it's not necessarily blood sugar going into the blood or glucose going into the blood. The issue is how long it stays there for, because the longer it stays there, then the more toxic it becomes. But if you've got good insulin control and good insulin sensitivity, which I'll do another podcast on at some point, then you are going to be pretty all right. You can probably tolerate a slightly higher carb intake. If you have poor blood sugar management, and you don't necessarily have to have diabetes to do that or be diagnosed, then you're going to struggle. And maybe, first of all, the first step is to limit your carbs. All right. So there are two kind of basic types of carbs. There are simple carbs and there are complex carbs. And the only difference really is just in the structure. Okay, so that is about the structure. And what happens is enzymes will come in as you digest food and it will break those structures down. Now, obviously, the complex structure, there's more to it, so it takes longer to break down. Really simple in that respect. Now, here's one something that many people will miss, and I think it's really important. So often sugar gets demonized. It's like, oh, sugar is really bad for you. And let's be honest, no one's really snorting sugar off the table, right? So no one's really addicted to sugar. Let's be honest with that, first of all. But what I want you to know as well, just going from this, is often people are consuming lots of fruit in their diet. And we have the notion that fruit is, you know, oh, it's fruit, it's healthy sugars. And you've got to remember that the chemical structure of sugar is the chemical structure of sugar. Whether it's been, where it's come from, the sugarcane plant or the beet, sugar beet, ultimately it's still the same sugar that's in your apple. Okay. Now, obviously, there's glucose and fructose, which are probably two of the more simpler sugars in that. But sucrose is the one that's, you know, your table sugar, your sugar that's on the that goes in your tea and coffee. But sucrose is also present in fruit. So then you have to ask yourself, is if someone with poor blood sugar management, should they be eating a lot of fruit in their diet? And the answer I'd probably say is no, for a lot of people. So if, you know, you've got poor blood sugar management and your scores are all over the place, and you do that via a pinprick, then you've got to ask the question, is fruit healthy for you? Probably not. And I think that's the real big issue with nutrition today, is that we're not looking at the person as an individual. It's a one size fits all. And I think one of the things I'm on a mission to is help people understand that nutrition isn't one size fits all. Everyone needs something different. So that was my little 5 minutes on carbs today. I didn't want to go into too much detail, but I think I'm going to start doing more of these smaller nutrition type and lifestyle type podcasts, just in between guests, to really help you understand what's really going on with nutrition and why things are happening. Okay. So if you enjoyed this, I'd love to, you know, see replies to this, or hit the review button, give this a like. You know, tell people about this podcast. And in my next episode, I've got Ruby Cherry, who's going to be coming on talking about mindset and how you get the bulletproof mindset. And that's a really awesome podcast. But I'll see you soon. All right. Bye.